Well, welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of ourselves? How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we make sense out of the costs and the confusion and everything else that goes with the issues of long-term care? Good morning. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here in our 18th year. On KFBK, I have some really big announcements this morning. I'll get to those in a minute. First, let me get to the stuff that I've been saying for 18 years. So listen, say it along with me, because you won't have many more chances to do this. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, recorded in Sacramento County. I'm a notary. I'm not securities licensed. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's just what I think. And I cannot repair your camcorder. So remember all those things because they're really, really, really important because somebody will try to get me in trouble over that stuff because they do every day. If you don't believe that, I could tell you stories that you would not believe. There are lots and lots and lots of people who do not want this show or other people who do what I do in business for competitive reasons and all kinds of reasons. Trust me, it's a fact. Okay, my first announcement is on December 27th of this year, it will be my last show at this time slot. It will not be my last show necessarily on KFBK. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to be on very early in the morning, probably before most of you are up, and then we'll be recording that show, and you will be able to listen to it on my website or other places. So my show will be pre-recorded in the future and available on KFBK. I'll have more information on that later on or on my website. And my website is an important place, and it's going to become more important for you to have. I'm going to tell you about new Medi-Cal recovery regulations that are going to be in effect on January the 1st. This is the place where you're going to go to become informed. You know, I've been spending a lot of time in the last couple weeks on websites, attorney websites, organizational websites, and I've been making notes of all the misinformation that's on those websites. And this is going to remain your single best source for current information, for stuff that's happening, for organizations that want you not to have the most up-to-date information on long-term care, information on VA changes. I understand there is a large contingent of people, folks, who make a lot of money off of your ignorance. A lot. More than you can imagine. From nonprofits to legal groups, to all kinds of people who make a lot of money off of your ignorance. And you need to know, and you have the right to know, what's really going on and what's really happening. So there are going to be some changes coming, and my last official live show at this time slot will be Sunday the 27th. So you will want to make sure you listen to those. Also, for those of you that are on the fence and haven't done it yet, you better get on my newsletter list. My newsletter list is free. You can sign up for my newsletter by going to my website, which is assetsandaging.com. You know, for 18 years, this has been California's single best resource when it comes to the issues of aging. And God willing and the creek don't rise, I will continue to be your single best source for non-biased information. That's an important word. There are lots of people out there with information, lots of websites, nonprofits, other people, but they have a political or financial agenda in keeping you confused. So this will continue to be California's single best resource on the issues of aging. So make sure you have go to my website, which is assetsandaging.com. You need to bookmark it because it's going to be my most reliable source of information in the future, where you will be able to get, like these new Medi-Cal regulations that have just come out and the new VA regulations, which will be coming out next year, and a bunch of other stuff. The latest scams, the latest whatever. It's important for you to have a place where you can be informed. So assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging. And you can use, you know, Android, you can use Apple, you can use mobile devices, you can use, a computer, your laptop, your iPad, your whatever, and you can get there. Assetsandaging.com. And one of the first things you need to do is get on my newsletter list. Also, right after the first of the year, look in the newspaper. Look at the local newspaper. Look at the B, and you will begin to see some of my ads advertising upcoming workshops. And my workshop format is going to take a different form next year. It will be first come, first serve. There will be no reservations. So if I say, you know, it's the first 25 people that show up, it'll be the first 25 people that show up. So after the first of the year, begin to look for my ads, probably full page, in the Sacramento Bee starting after the first of the year. But again, I will still have a presence on KFBK. I'll have more to announce on that later. But make sure you stay in tune with my website, assetsandaging.com. And make sure you follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @AssetsAndAging. And I am toying with a Facebook page. The problem with that, folks, from my standpoint, is that, you know, you have to, like, update it all the time and keep track of it to keep the wackos who want to post things on there, you know, that are totally unrelated, or repost the page or whatever. Those of you that have Facebook pages understand what I'm talking about. But you can certainly go to my Twitter feed, @AssetsAndAging, and always my website, assetsandaging.com. And then another number that you're going to want to write down and keep, because you never know when you're going to need it. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. It's my office. And one other thing I'm going to do, I'm for any single one of you that has been on the fence and that comes in before the end of the year and brings their planning up to date, I have a very special gift certificate for you. I am not going to tell you what it is, but I will have a very special gift certificate for you. For those of you that have been on the fence and have been saying, you know, one of these days, Mildred, we got to go see Bob. Well, now you have some incentive. So before the end of the show today, get on the phone and call my office at 800-999-8007 and get in to see me. Quit waiting. Later on, if I get a chance, I'll talk to you about a 30-some-year-old that I now have going into a nursing home as a result of a car accident. Things happen fast, folks. And just because you think you're immune doesn't make you immune. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me this month. Get a plan started. And I have a special gift certificate for you that I'll guarantee you will like. I'm going to take a little break, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about the new Medi-Cal estate recovery regulations that have just gone into effect. Don't go away. We'll be back. We'll be back in just a second. Well, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show, the California's single best resource on the issues of aging. I'm going to talk about some new recovery regs. And you're going to want to listen to this because we've talked about this before, but I've got to put it in context. Again, my last show is the 27th of this month. You have a chance to begin to make a difference in your life and your family's life. And one of the ways you do that is to be informed. You have a right to be informed. I'm looking at a book that everybody that applies for Medi-Cal gets in the mail. And it's called Medi-Cal, What It Means to You, and underneath that, in Espanol, Lo Que Significa Para Usted. And it's 37 pages long. I'm not making this up. I'm holding it in my hands, in English and Spanish. It's 37 pages long. Now, it starts out with headings like Medi-Cal, What It Means to You. Who can get Medi-Cal? I'm reading some of the headings here. Medi-Cal for persons with disabilities, special programs, Medi-Cal and your income, Medi-Cal and your property and assets, proof of California residency, where to apply for Medi-Cal, and so on and so on and so on, until finally we get back required documents to apply for Medi-Cal, what a benefits identification card looks like, until finally we get back to numbered heading number 26. On page 13, and here it says, and I'm reading directly from this brochure, okay, and I don't think this brochure, you know, it's called Publication 68, Medi-Cal Publication 68, and on number 26 on page 13 of this 37-page document, it says, a deceased Medi-Cal beneficiary's estate. And there's a lie in this statement. And it says, Medi-Cal may claim against the estate of a Medi-Cal may claim against the beneficiary age 55 or older for certain services received. An estate may also be billed if a beneficiary was a resident of a nursing facility, regardless of the beneficiary's age. If you're 30 years old and you're in a nursing home, I've got a 36 or 37-year-old going into a nursing home, the state will have the right to claim against his estate, even though he's not yet 55. So if he's in there 30 years... Okay, now, the word I want you to focus on is may. Okay, now, I want to now take you to the new Medi-Cal regulations, which you can look up under Title 22 of the California Code of Regulations, beginning with chapter number 2.5. So again, if you want to look this up for yourself, okay, you can look it up under Title 22, California Code of Regulations, Chapter 2.5, beginning with Section 50960.2. Okay, and in that, it starts going through definitions of words. And here's the very first one I want to read to you. Now, you got to bear with me. Well, I'm going to talk about this for the rest of our hour. Because if you don't think this impacts you, you are dancing through the graveyard. In fact, you're just being plain foolish. Definition of an annuity. Annuity means a contract. Notice it doesn't say an insurance contract. That's a really important distinction, folks. It says annuity means a contract. Now listen to this. Which gives a person or entity the right to receive periodic payments of a fixed or variable sum, either for life or for a term of years, and which also may include a lump sum payment or periodic payments upon the death of the decedent. Now, let me read it to you again. Annuity. Now, most of you think an annuity comes from an insurance company, but it doesn't say that. It says annuity means a contract which gives a person or entity the right to receive a periodic payment of a fixed or variable sum, either for life or for a term of years, and which also may include a lump sum payment or periodic payments upon the death of the decedent. I submit to you folks that that definition could also mean a promissory note, could also mean a CD out of which you're allowed to take income in a lump sum or periodic payments. It could mean all kinds of things. It could mean the life settlement agreement on a life insurance policy. Now, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I'm just reading you a definition. And according to that definition, if you go on Medi-Cal and you die, we'll get to that in a minute. Let me read you another definition. And these definitions are important when I get to another section. Listen to the definition of estate. E-S-T-A-T-E, estate. Estate means, blah, 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 blah. It says, estate is defined as all real and personal property and other assets in which the decedent, that's the person on Medi-Cal, had any legal, by the way, there are 12 million people on Medi-Cal in California, in which the decedent had any legal title or interest at the time of death, including assets conveyed to a dependent, an heir, a survivor, or assignee of the decedent through joint tenancy, tenancy in common, survivorship, life estate, living trust, annuities purchased on or after September 1st, 04, life insurance policy that names the estate as the beneficiary or reverts to the estate, or any retirement account that names the estate as the beneficiary or reverts to the estate. Now I want to read you from the webpage of an attorney who says, and I quote, Medi-Cal does not place recovery claims on retained life estates. And yet I just said what? So this attorney is telling you, don't worry about life estates. And I'm telling you that the definition of estate includes, I'll read it again, any life estate through joint tenancy, tenancy in common, survivorship, life estate, living trust, and so on. I want to read you another definition, and I'm going to go somewhere with all these definitions. You need to write this down. You need to look it up. You need to read it. You need to memorize it, and you need to understand it's going to shaft a lot of people down the road. Heir, the definition of heir, means a person who survives the decedent and is designated to receive some or all of the decedent's property. That includes what? Could be children, could be grandchildren, could be a charity, could be my brother, could be my sister, could be my grammy or grampy, could be whoever it is that survives me. The next one I want to read, you really have to pay attention to. It is the definition for irrevocable transfer. Irrevocable transfer means a grant of an interest in real property where the transferor does not retain the right to revoke the interest granted. An irrevocable transfer. Keep that in the back of your mind. I want to read you another definition. Life estate. Life estate means an interest in real property whose duration is limited to the life of the estate holder or some other designated person that grants the life estate tenant the right to occupancy and may include the right to receive any income derived from the property. That is recoverable by Medi-Cal. Let me read you the definition of revocable transfer. Revocable transfer, bear with me, folks. This is really important, and you're going to want to listen to this when I post it to my website later in the week. And by the way, my podcast on Wednesday is going to be on this subject. You have to be on my newsletter list to get information on the podcast, or go to my website to get information on the podcast. But it's so important, it's going to be on this subject. Survivor means a person who becomes entitled to receive estate property. And those are the definitions. Now, I want to get to the root of this, but I only have about another minute or two before we have to take a news break. And a KFPK news comes first, folks. It always has, it always will, and it always should. But I'm reading you those definitions because in a minute, it's going to become really important as I read the new recovery regs that you understand those definitions. So we'll be back here after the news. Some money-making opportunities on the part of the station, a good thing. And we're going to begin to get into the depth of estate recovery. You're not going to want to miss it. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. California's single best source on the issues of aging. I'm so glad to have you with us. We're talking about the new recovery regs from the state of California. Now, let me set up a scenario. Okay? Let's assume for a minute that I had a 30-something-year-old person going into a nursing home. Or let's assume that I have a 70-year-old person going into a nursing home because they need care. There's somewhere between 110 and 120,000 people in nursing homes. Let's assume for a minute that I'm someone on Medi-Cal who's 55 or over, who's on Medi-Cal as part of health insurance that I need to supplement my Medicare. I'm a dual eligible. Or let's assume I'm someone on California Care, the exchange under Obamacare, and I'm 55 years old or more, and I'm using that to pay for my health care. All of those things, when I die, are subject to recovery. Now, I want you to listen to this again. And again, if you haven't, you need to go. I'll try to put up a link this week on my newsletter. And after January the 1st, when this all goes into effect, I will put up a link on my website to the Medi-Cal recovery regulations. But they're found in Title 22 of the California Code of Regulations. If you Google Title 22, California Code of Regulations, Section 50961, you will find what I'm about to read to you. And let me read it. Now, remember, I'd read a bunch of definitions. And it was important that you read the definitions, which are found in Section 50960, before you read 50961 of Title 22. And you can read this. And it says, remember I read from the Medi-Cal booklet that they send everybody. And I read from page 13. And on page 13 in the booklet, it says, Medi-Cal may claim against the beneficiary. Now let me read you the actual law, the regulation. I'm reading this. I'm not making it up. People can say I make it up or I scare people. They can say, pardon me, but whatever the hell they want to say, but I'm reading to you what the regulation says. And if you care about this stuff, again, my last show is going to be on the 27th. For those of you that come in this month, and you get your plan started or finished or completed or whatever you want to call it, the common word is pre-planning, but at least beginning to think about this, then I have a coupon for you that you are going to love. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's only going to be for those people who are serious enough to finally get off their butts and do something. Now, let me read. The department shall, now remember in the booklet it says, Medi-Cal may claim. The law says, Medi-Cal, Department of Healthcare Services, the largest agency in California, with enormous power, with its own judges, The department shall claim against the estate of a decedent. Now, remember back earlier, I read to you the definition of estate. An estate included all real and personal property, including assets conveyed to a dependent, an heir, a survivor, or assignee of the decedent through joint tenancy, tenancy in common, survivorship, life estate, living trust, annuities purchased after September 1st, 2004, which is really not true yet, life insurance policy that names the estate as a beneficiary, or retirement accounts that names the estate as a beneficiary. So now let me read you the law again with that definition in mind. The department shall claim against the estate of the decedent, which is basically what? Everything you own. The department shall claim against the estate of the decedent, or now listen to the next part. Any recipient of the decedent's property by distribution or survival. That includes heirs and survivors, and I read the definition of those earlier. Heir means a person who survives the decedent and is designated to receive some or all of the decedent's property. And survivor means a person who becomes entitled to receive estate property by reason of having survived the decedent. So in that one sentence, first of all, there's all those definitions. The department, the state of California, Medi-Cal, shall claim against the estate of a decedent or against any recipient of the decedent's property by distribution or survival, blah, 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 blah. That means dad goes into a nursing home. He had a stroke. Dad is in the nursing home because mom and dad don't have $9,000 a month floating around to pay. So dad goes into a nursing home. They call, you know, somebody up. And let's say I get that person on Medi-Cal, and everybody goes, oh, yippee, we're all on Medi-Cal. And a lot of people out there, including the article I just read from a website from an attorney, and I can read you some from other people, okay, that said, oh, don't worry, your home's exempt. All this is exempt. Don't worry. It's all exempt. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. So dad's now in a nursing home for 2 years, and Medi-Cal has paid out, let's say, $100,000. And dad dies. Mom gets a nice letter in the mail that says, oh, we're so sorry to hear that daddy died. Would you please answer a couple questions for us? Thank you very much. You know, it's mail. Did dad have a trust? Was there a house? Was there any money in the bank? That's one page long. It gets mailed back and nothing happens. Oh, wait a minute, Bob, you said it. Well, but there's a little caveat in here, and that the Medi-Cal is, the state is precluded from recovering if there's a surviving spouse, if there's someone under 21 or someone disabled living in the house. So mom's still alive. So mom lives another 5 years, and then she drops dead. And the kids had a trust. And they, or a will, or whatever, and they sell the house, and they do whatever, and they divide up the money, and about 6 months later, they get a little letter in the mail that says, oh, by the way, children, you owe us $100,000 plus interest at 7%. Have a nice day. Please write us a check. Why? Because I'll read the regulation again. The department shall claim against the estate of the decedent or any recipient of the decedent's property by distribution or survival. And I read you all those other definitions, and all of a sudden, the family is scrambling around. Now, I told you I was putting, normally, estate recovery is only for someone 55 or over if you're in a nursing home, if 55 or over. However, it's at any age if you were in a nursing home. So I have a 37-year-old getting ready to go into a nursing home because of traumatic brain injury. Imagine if he's going to be, by the way, that person's hospital bill right now is over $2 million. Imagine if that person stays in a nursing home for another 30 years. Can you imagine the bill, can you imagine the estate recovery? They own a home and a rental. What do you think the chances are that the amount of the estate recovery will exceed the value of what they have? It's an important issue, folks, and the regulations are here. You have a chance to make a difference. You have a chance to make sure. I'm going to read something else in a minute after the break that you will want to stick around and listen to. But during the break, pick up the phone and call. And get in and get off the fence and off your rear ends after 18 years and get in this week to see me and make sure your plan protects your family, your children, and what you've worked a lifetime for. We'll be back in just a second. 800-999-8007. Give me a call during the break. Be right back. Well, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local program that's all about the issues of aging. Californian's single best resource on all issues, on all thoughts, on all everything relating to frailty and the caring of folks. By the way, new book is almost done. Will be out early next year. We have a working title. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it's going to be a wonderful book. It's going to be a beginner's guide to dealing with frailty and the issues of frail parents, grandparents, spouse, or whatever. And it's designed to be easy to read. It's not written as a technical book. I'm very excited about it. Coming home from Thanksgiving dinner with some friends the other day, my family were sitting in the car and we were brainstorming because we've really been struggling with titles, and we think we found one. So my book will be out next year, and again, you'll hear more about that later. Again, if you're not on my newsletter list, get on it. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. My newsletter is only electronic. It's not mailed. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up there. You can send me an email directly to bob@assetsandaging.com. And you'll understand more about the future. There'll be upcoming newsletters. And get your friends, get your family. If you want to stay informed on the issues of aging, if you want to stay informed on this kind of stuff that I'm talking to you about today, when the new VA regs come out, which have a potential 10, listen to what I'm saying, 10-year penalty period. I'm not making this up, folks. That's where you're going to hear it. So you're going to want to stay tuned about what I'm doing about upcoming workshops. And there's going to be some massive ones after the first of the year, which will be announced in ads in the B. And you're just going to want to stay attuned and attention. Get on the newsletter list. And again, between now and the end of the year, as a going away present, as it were, to my listeners, for those of you that come in and finally get started on this stuff and have been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and watching dad fail and mom fail and all that stuff, I have a special a gift certificate for you that I'll guarantee you are going to love. And it's going to be a gift certificate that will allow you to depressurize from the holiday season in a relaxing environment. Trust me, it's one of my favorite relaxing environments, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Okay, now let me read you some more from the regs. How much time do I have? I got 8 minutes. Okay, here we go. The department's claim shall, remember we're talking about estate recovery, section 509, 60, and 61 of Title 22, California Code of Regulations. The department's claim shall, this is section C of 50961, the department's claim shall include all payments made by the Medi-Cal program on behalf of the decedent, including nursing facility and other long-term care services, home and community-based services, inpatient, outpatient services, durable medical equipment, related hospital and prescription drug services, health care and insurance premiums, and payments to managed care plans. So if someone signed up for Medi-Cal and they're 55 years old under a covered California, and they're on a managed care plan under Medi-Cal, and Medi-Cal's paying the managed care plan $300 or $400 a month in premiums, that is going to be recoverable when they die, even if they never used any of the services. Now I want to read you the most important part of the regulation. And it's section 509, 6.1, subsection J. And I need you to listen. And I've had elder law attorneys on my program talking about this. I've had all kinds of people on my program talking about this. I've been talking about this for years. Remember, this is all the new regs are going into effect on January the 1st of 2016. And subsection J says the following. The department, the states, Medi-Cals, those are my words, claim shall not apply against property interest that the decedent irrevocably transferred before death. It is going to be more important than ever. I wish I could read you all the other stuff I have on my desk today. I just wish I could. I wish I had the ability to do it, but there's never enough time. It is going to become so important that the plan that you have, that the documents that you have, because there is now an entire section of the bar devoted to suing family members on these issues. If you don't believe me, I can show you the evidence. Over the transfer of assets without the appropriate permissions in documents, without all the stuff that all the elder law attorneys I've ever had on this program who have joined me, all the articles I've referred you to, about it's not enough to say I have a document. The document needs to have frailty-specific language. It's not enough that you pay your daughter for taking care of you. Is there a contract in place that says you can pay your daughter and your daughter can get paid for taking care of you? Can you create an irrevocable trust? Can the trustee, can the person that has your power of attorney name themselves as the trustee of that trust? Is there authority to transfer property? Is there the authority to engage in an undoing community property interest? In all the things that these regulations are going to force people now to do. I'm not an attorney and I don't practice law, but I'm telling you right now, if dad has a stroke, mom does not have any right simply because she's his spouse to take his half of the community property away from him and move it to herself. If you don't believe that, go ask an attorney. It is more important than ever that documents be very specific when it comes to frailty. These new regulations are on board. They go into effect on January the 1st. You decide whether it's important to you or not to finally get off your rear ends and protect your family, protect your home, protect what you've worked a lifetime for. Because there's 110,000 people in nursing homes on any given day. That doesn't mean over a year. Over a year, it could be 200, 250,000 people going to nursing homes. What are you doing to protect what you've worked a lifetime for? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Call, get in to see me. I have a special gift for those of you that implement a plan and begin this process. Remember, my last show is the 27th. Get on my newsletter list. Get to the podcast every Wednesday at noon, which are reposted on my website. You need to be informed. The state of California is bent on taking away the assets of the frail and the disabled and people who need health care. There are 12 million people on Medi-Cal in California receiving health care. Many of those will wind up with a Medi-Cal estate recovery claim that they know nothing about and didn't know was going to happen. 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Stay informed, stay tuned, and stick around. There's more to come right here on Assets and Aging. We'll see you next week and at the podcast on Wednesday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.